Je suis en compagnie de Crystal Tremblay, directrice de la Smoky River Family and Community Support Services. First of all, what's the Christmas voucher program?
So what we do is we provide them with a voucher to go purchase food at either the co-op or the IGA here in Fuller, as well as children under the age of 16 get toys for Christmas.
Okay, is it the first edition?
No, we've been doing this for many years. I can't even remember how long we've been doing this for.
Okay, and how can people participate?
So they were able to, from this November 12th to December 11th, come into any of the town offices or into FCSS and grab an application and apply for it.
And is there a lot of people that have been participating?
This year we had 68 individuals or families apply. So we gave out 68 vouchers this year.
And do you guys take COVID precautions?
Yes. Only the staff in the office have been handling the toys. The toys are sealed in plastic bags as we hand them to the parents at this point, yeah.
Is there a way to volunteer for the program?
No, actually, because of COVID, we kind of cut that out. In years past, we've had volunteers come in and pick toys for the kids. We stopped wrapping toys and just gave like unwrapped gifts with wrapping paper to the parents now. It's just more of a, we're lower on staff and it's just easier this way to do that.
And will there be a 2021 edition?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't mentioned?
Well, so this year, each year we rely on donations to the program to keep this program going. This year I was able to get a grant from United Way Northwest. We got $10,000 to increase the voucher amounts. So last year a single person got $75 for the voucher. This year the single person got $100. So we were able to increase amounts because of the cost of food. As well, we rely on Red Apple. They do our toy drive every year. So this year, Red Apple did over $3,500 in donations to the program, plus a over $500 cash donation to the program as well as individuals bringing in toys or any kind of monetary donations. So we greatly appreciate everything that they do bring in because that's what the program is based on. We can't use FCSS funding for it, so we rely on those donations.
Well, thank you so much, Crystal.
Thank you.
C'était Crystal Tremblay, directrice de la Smoky River Family and Community Support Services. Ici Alex Fortier pour la Radio Nord-Ouest FM.